AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There's new information on Sunday's fatal shooting of two firefighters in Idaho. Lisa Dwyer has it.
Authorities say the man who shot the firefighters after they asked him to move his vehicle. The shooter also critically wounded a third firefighter during a barrage of gunfire that lasted for hours. The firefighters had raced to battle a blaze at Canfield Mountain in Idaho, which was intentionally set by the shooter. Authorities also say it appears the shooter then killed himself. The FBI used his cell phone data to track him down. They eventually found his body in the mountains with his firearm beside him. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An official in Ukraine's occupied Luhansk region appointed by Moscow says Russian forces have overrun all of it. Luhansk is one of four regions Russia illegally annexed in September 2022. Administration officials tell AP President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House Monday as he works to broker a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. Witnesses and health officials say 74 people killed in Gaza today. Meantime, Joe Fetterman reports.
Israeli leaders are condemning a rampage by extremist Jewish settlers on an army base in the occupied West Bank. The settlers moved into the base late Sunday. They set the place on fire. They damaged military vehicles. They even clashed with some of the soldiers nearby. Now, this was the latest in a series of violent incidents involving extremist settlers in recent days. The settlers are upset by attempts by security forces to halt this violence.
And as the Senate works on President Trump's big tax bill, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says changes so far would increase the deficit by nearly $3.3 trillion from 2025 to 2034, nearly $1 trillion more than the House version. This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh reports women's professional basketball is adding three new teams.
The WNBA is expanding to 18 teams over the next 5 years, with Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia all set to join the league by 2030. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert.
It's a transformational investment in the future of women's sports.
Cleveland will begin play in 2028, Detroit in 2029, and Philadelphia the season after, assuming they get approval from the NBA and WNBA Board of Governors.
The WNBA is building on a wave of momentum that is only growing stronger.
Toronto and Portland will enter the league next year. All three of the new teams that were announced Monday have NBA ownership groups, each paid a $250 million expansion fee. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More news and the latest developments available at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.